Jonathan Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The FAA is expecting this Memorial Day holiday travel will see the busiest skies in 14 years. CBS News transportation correspondent Chris Van Cleve is checking up on airport readiness.
One of the big questions is FAA staffing. Are there enough air traffic controllers? Should the weather act up? Are there be issues to handle the demand? The agency says they're ready to go. The airlines think they've got the reserves.
More than 30 million people are under threat of severe weather from Texas to Maine this weekend. Temple, Texas has already been hit with about 500 homes and businesses destroyed. CBS News Texas reporter Ken Molestina is there.
The other big concern right now is the power lines and the broken pipelines that have erupted throughout the city. Crews are actively working to get that restored just as quickly as they can. Folks who live around here say they know the cleanup is going to take a long time, but they're just thankful that no one died.
CBS News correspondent Omar Villafranca has more on at a presidential Mexico.
Wind gusts up to 50 miles an hour blew down the stage he was on. Metal beams, lights, and a video screen crashed down onto the crowd below. At least 9 people were killed, including one child. More than 120 were injured. Bystanders scrambled to help victims trapped under the twisted rubble as the grassy field became a makeshift triage center.
An overnight fire in a small apartment building in Hanoi, Vietnam, killed at least 14 people and injured at least 6 others. The official Vietnam news agency said the fire was accompanied by several explosions. 24 residents were in the building. The pain is still fresh, mixed with anger in Uvalde, Texas, 2 years to the day since an 18-year-old gunned down 14 fourth graders and 2 teachers at Robb Elementary.
Javi Cazares' 9-year-old daughter, Jackie, one of the 19 children killed.
It's been an unbearable 2 years. We all know who took our children's lives, but there was an obvious systemic failure out there.
It took hundreds of law enforcement 77 minutes to breach the classroom and take down the gunman, State Senator Roland Gutierrez.
I would be lying if I tell you I wasn't still angry or that they're not still angry. Those emotions run deep.
The victims' families received a $2 million settlement from the city, a $500 million lawsuit filed against state police. Prayer and candlelight vigil scheduled this evening. Chris Fox, 4 CBS News, Austin.
First it was Swifties, now the government, the Department of Justice, going after Live Nation, largest event promoter in the country and parent company of Ticketmaster, saying it's a monopoly. The DOJ and dozens of states filed an antitrust lawsuit to force the two companies to part ways. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin delegates and alternates to the Republican National Convention include 2 people who served as fake electors in 2020. Pam Travis and Bob Spindell signed documents to cast Wisconsin's electoral votes for Donald Trump, even though Joe Biden had won. Hunters and fishers in Wisconsin are keeping a close eye on work on the 2024 federal farm bill. Aaron Sandquist with Pheasants Forever says the bill needs strong private land conservation protection.
We have a lot of needs in states like Minnesota and Wisconsin, particularly in the prairie areas and private land habitat provided by the Farm Bill, like CRP, is critically important.
Advocates say 40 million people would lose access to hunting and fishing opportunities without the Conservation Reserve Program. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers shut out in Miami. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers losing to the Marlins last night in a low-scoring game, 1-0. Freddie Peralta giving up a home run to start the game, then settled in. Peralta says the Marlins are a young and improving team.
They have a lot of young guys that they swing hard. They play very good defense. They run. They are fast, most of them. So it's a lineup that you got to be careful. You know, you don't want a lot of on the bases because, you know, they're going to run.
The Brewers are in Boston tomorrow night against the Red Sox. NBA, the Dallas Mavericks beating the Timberwolves 108-105 in Game 1 of the Western Conference Finals. The Pacers and the Celtics in Game 2 tonight in Boston. The Bucks, Giannis Antetokounmpo, named to the All-NBA first team for the sixth year in a row, the eighth time in his career. Now, last week, Doc Rivers fired three of the team's assistant coaches, including Josh Oppenheimer. A report out today says that Oppenheimer was close friends with Giannis, who's not happy with that decision. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clear to mostly clear skies in the overnight. Mid-50s by daybreak at a light southeast wind. For Friday, showers and storms looking likely, especially in the afternoon. Increasing clouds and highs near 70. Friday night, showers and storms coming to an end. Currently 52 degrees.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Jane is off, but I, Greg Bach, am your host for today, and we welcome guests Matthew Filipovich, Esther Flonase, and we have fancy Brian Kelly as our guest host for the first hour. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. The Shaw, WAUK.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back. This is an amazing story. The Bette Midler on X, on Twitter, posted just a simple question. She said, can you imagine what would have happened if Hillary Clinton had claimed the election was stolen? And this produced a meltdown in the right-wingosphere. Breitbart led the charge, just going nuts about this, saying, well, how dare you say that? She actually, well, you know. Well, what they said was, and I'll quote this, Hillary Clinton was a chief architect of the Russia collusion hoax. Right. So, tell me. I thought it was Don Jr., not Hillary Clinton, who met personally with a Russian lawyer to dig up dirt on the Hillary campaign. I thought that it was the Trump campaign that was told by Russian operatives about the Russian intelligence hack on the DNC email system a month before it came out, not Hillary Clinton. I thought it was Donald Trump who said, Russia, if you're listening, not Hillary Clinton. I thought it was Donald Trump who was working with the Trump Tower Russia project right up until the election and lying about it while in secret negotiations with Dmitry Peskov, Vladimir Putin's right-hand man and press secretary. I didn't think that was Hillary Clinton. I thought that was Trump. I thought that it was Paul Manafort who gave internal Republican top secret polling data to Russian intelligence and their operative, Konstantin Kalimnik. I didn't realize that was Hillary Clinton. I thought it was Carter Page who worked on the Trump campaign who was told about the sale of 19% of Rosneft's stock, even though it was a sanctioned company, not Hillary Clinton. I thought it was Roger Stone who was in contact with the Russian operative Guccifer 2.0 and who arranged for WikiLeaks to release the Podesta emails to, you know, an hour after the Access Hollywood tape to distract us from that. I didn't realize that was Hillary Clinton. I thought it was Mike Flynn who suggested Trump would drop sanctions on Russia if they didn't react to Obama expelling their diplomats and, wait for it, interfere in the election. Five members of Trump's entourage, Papadopoulos, Stone, Flint, Van der Zwan, and Cohen, were prosecuted and convicted for lying under oath about their contacts with Russia leading up to the 2016 election. Five of them. They all went to prison. Their cases were proven. Part of Russia's plan was to elevate Jill Stein. Remember the dinner with Putin that Jill Stein had in Moscow in December of 2015? That plan worked. Jill Stein got 10 times more votes as a result of a social media campaign run by Russia than typically the Green Party candidate ever got. And that meant that her vote totals in Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania were more than the margins by which Trump beat Clinton. In other words, had Jill Stein not been on the ballot, had Russia not promoted her, Hillary Clinton would have become president. But Breitbart goes on to say, well, her campaign was behind the infamous Trump dossier, the Steele dossier. No, actually, Michael Steele gave it to the FBI. And then the FBI said, you know, we're not going to do anything with this. And so that was when he gave it to Clinton's people, because he wanted the word to get out, and he thought that Clinton would publicize it. How could she? But she had never even seen the dossier at the point when it became public. It became public knowledge after he gave it to the FBI. It had nothing to do with Hillary Clinton. These were not her actions. These were the actions of Michael Steele, who was upset with the FBI for not doing anything about it. Hillary not only literally had nothing to do with it, she had never even seen the dossier at the time it became public knowledge. And then Trump sued Michael Steele's company, saying that you defamed me, and a court ruled that no, actually, most of the stuff in this dossier is true, and Donald Trump was forced to pay $382,000 to Michael Steele. Robert Mueller got 8 convictions, 5 of them for lying under oath about connections between Russia and the Donald Trump 2016 campaign. 5 convictions. It's just incredible. But Breitbart is like, oh no, this was all Hillary. Yeah, right. Give me a break. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. And then finally, the last story I want to share with you, and then I'll pick up your calls, is Putin, you know, trying to revise the borders. I discussed this briefly with Phil Itner, so I won't dwell on it, but this is from the Associated Press, Dateline Copenhagen, Denmark, yesterday. Leaders around the Baltic Sea reacted warily Wednesday to reports that Russia could revise the borders of its territorial waters in the region, with Lithuania's foreign minister calling it an obvious escalation that must be met with an appropriate response. Russia's defense ministry suggests updating the coordinates used to measure the strip of territorial waters off, you know, Kaliningrad and the islands that it controls the Baltic Sea. It's just routine stuff. Lithuanian Foreign Minister Gabrielis Landsbergis said that Russia is, quote, attempting to spread fear, uncertainty, and doubt about their intentions in the Baltic Sea. German Defense Minister Boris Pistorius, who was on a visit to Lithuania on Wednesday, said, whatever this was or actually is, it appears to be another example of the thoroughly perfidious kind of hybrid warfare that Putin is practicing. So there you go. All right, so what's on your mind today? Susha in Venice, California. Hey, Susha, what's up?
Tom, I sent you a link yesterday. Apparently you didn't get it, about the proceedings on the House floor yesterday, where I believe it was a senator from Massachusetts, was simply listing some basic legal facts about Trump's court cases and listing some historical facts about Trump, and they shut him down. Not only that, there was this big uproar from the Republicans that just said, strike those words. And he said, you mean I can't state a fact for the record? And they are refusing to allow just plain facts to be admitted into the record.
That's correct.
And another woman tried that also. Oh, I can't believe, I thought, you know, people might have been talking about that more today, because yeah. I find that absolutely just unbelievable.
It really is, and it's a good story, and it's been in the press, but you're absolutely right.
Oh, okay.
The Republicans do not want any bad things about Donald Trump to be read into the congressional record, and they were successful in striking it, because, you know, the Republicans control the House of Representatives right now. We've got to change that in November.
Oh, my God. One more thing is, I know you're not a proponent of political assassination. I know I had a friend once, Hare Krishna, tell me that even Krishna, you know, said, and I've looked to find it. I can't find the reference to it. But if a man really needs to be killed, someone should kill him. And honestly, I can believe that during Trump's presidency, someone didn't go and take him out. Honestly,
yeah, Susha, I'm sorry. I can't even allow a conversation like that. I'm going to cut you off. Marcy in Northbrook, Illinois. Hey, Marcy, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I just wanted to talk about all of the protests on the college campuses that were going on and, you know, telling the universities to divest from any dealings with Israel. I think those students really need to take a look at our own country and protest the fact that if Donald Trump wins, they won't have many rights left.
Yeah,
you know,
that seems to be that seems to be missing from their radar screens.
Yeah, they're just not
in many cases.
Well,
you know, a lot of these people are just, you know, dancing to the tune of basically internet inciters, whether they're, you know, Russian internet inciters or whether they're just, you know, whatever. But yeah, I get it. I get your point's well taken, Marcy. Thank you. It's 15 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay tuned.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And let me just, you know, unequivocally state that I condemn political violence and don't want a discussion on this program.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
At this very moment, Doctors Without Borders is on the ground in communities around the world, delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most. Our teams are bandaging war-wounded patients caught in the crossfire in Sudan, providing clean drinking water in Haiti, and performing emergency C-sections in Yemen. Doctors Without Borders teams are in over 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving work is made possible by our movement of supporters, people like you who help our patients even when they're half a world away. At Doctors Without Borders, we won't stop working to bring our patients and their communities from crisis to care.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
My experience with Superbeats Healthy Heart Chews is that they are powerful stuff for healthy blood pressure. They feature grapeseed extract, beetroot powder, and CoQ10. And I feel like I'm doing something very good for my blood pressure and heart health every day when I take them. And I do every day. I have for almost a decade. Plus, there are no pills to swallow, and they taste wonderful. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the grapeseed extract in Superbeets is clinically shown to be nearly 2 times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. New Superbeets Heart Chews Advance support healthy CoQ10 levels, too, an important nutrient for your heart health. Find out how you can get a free 30-day supply and bundles of new Superbeets Heart Chews Advanced and save 15% by going to GetSuperBeets.com and using the code TOM. That's GetSuperBeets.com, and the code is TOM, T-H-O-M, to get a free 30-day supply and bundles of new Superbeets Heart Chews Advanced and save 15%. GetSuperBeets.com and use that code TOM, T-H-O-M. 21 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Brenda in Atlanta, Georgia. Hey, Brenda, what's on your mind today?
Oh, thank you for being there, Tom. I spoke with your call taker, and he actually suggested something that would be better. I was calling to ask people to call Durbin's office. You may get a recording, whatever. And I said that I'm calling, even though I'm not in the state, because the Supreme Court affects me in Georgia.
That's right. And he's the chairman of the committee.
He said, "Well, okay, let's just give up. They're not gonna follow a subpoena." But make them have to say, no, we're not going to follow a subpoena.
Yep.
Make them have to deny following the law again. And maybe some people that are on the bench will understand that this is how serious it is and that these laws can affect them too, even though they're thinking, hey, what Trump says isn't going to affect me. But anyway, call everyone on that committee and say, no, we want you to subpoena them. We want you to show that you are interested in what they're doing and you know it's wrong.
Yes.
That's all.
I agree. Brenda, very well said. Thank you very much. I completely agree with your spot
on. And your call taker.
Yeah, there you go. And Mark. Thank you. Rachel in Needham, Massachusetts. Hey, Rachel, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, hi, Tom. I'm so glad I came after Brenda because I want to give her a gold star because Durbin, when I heard you talking about that, he is agreeing before being asked, which is one of Tim Snyder's on tyranny list.
Yeah.
The reason why I'm calling.
How to facilitate fascism, yes.
That's right. And the reason why I'm calling is because I've been listening to you since 2019, and I'm finally at a point where I'm actually having conversations out in the real world to discuss politics. And I've had a conversation with a Jewish young man in Best Buy. I learned a bunch of stuff from him. I don't quite remember what I learned, but I know when I start talking about it with others, it'll come up. And then I had a conversation with someone I'm working with to look for a job, and I found out she's a libertarian, and she's struggling to figure out who to vote for.
Right.
And what I told her is you just have to hold your nose and vote for Biden because there's only two choices, fascism or democracy.
Yeah, that's what it's down to now. Although I don't think you have to hold your nose. I mean, Biden's done a hell of a great job as president.
Well, yeah, but coming from a libertarian point of view,
I wanted
to try to get on.
Yeah.
And the thing
is,
one other thing,
Tom.
Exactly. And the last thing I'd like to leave here is we change minds through love, listening, and understanding.
Yes.
Not violence.
Yes. I agree. And not,
so
you know, yelling at people and shouting them down and talking over them and everything else. Yeah, brilliant. Rachel,
yep.
Thank you so much. And that's great. I'm so glad that you've
come out, as it were. It's good on you. Thank you, Rachel.
Yes, thank you so much.
Yeah, bye-bye. Good talking to you. Brant in Travels Rest, South Carolina. Hey, Brant, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I was calling to remind you that I warned you about Nikki Haley.
Yeah.
A few months ago.
Yeah, I was skeptical. I thought maybe she had some courage, but no, she's putting ambition above country.
If she had been your governor, you would have known.
Yeah.
I wanted to point out a few things. I know some people see a lot of negativity as far as Democrats are concerned, but I see a lot of desperation from the Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
And just a couple of examples. Supreme Court was helping Nancy Mace today. That's her district.
That's exactly right.
And if you look at the numbers, she barely won both times.
And was that even with these racially gerrymandered maps?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So, also, and I didn't know about this until I was looking at social media, we have a Republican senator, a state senator, who is proposing Medicaid expansion because he is afraid that if he doesn't, we will be going to single payer.
Oh,
at some point soon.
Interesting. I know that some Republicans are coming out in favor of it just because they're afraid that county hospitals in their communities are going to shut down.
Well, the hospitals, we have two hospital systems where I live. One's private, one's not, and they basically control everything.
Yeah.
I guess I'll have to end with that. But I want people to know that South Carolina is not ruby red. It's more pink than red,
mm-hmm.
and the gerrymandering that everybody witnessed today is just an example of that.
Yeah, for people who missed the story, Brant, and I want to just recap it real quickly. Sam Alito wrote this decision from the Supreme Court that was released today, and what he said was, when the Republicans went in and they said, okay, we've got a city, Charleston, South Carolina, that's got a lot of black people in it, and we're going to break up the black parts of town and spread them across several different congressional districts so that they cannot vote as a block and elect a Democrat. That what Sam Alito said was, this was not racial gerrymandering. It's a coincidence that those people are black. This was political gerrymandering. We are going to allow them to break up this city because they are Democrats, not because they're black, which basically means there is no more, the racial gerrymandering is now completely legal. This is a complete repudiation of the Voting Rights Act of 1965. Brant, I got to run, but thank you. Thank you so much for the report from South Carolina. It's 27 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls on the other side of this break. It's the Tom Hartman Program, the True People's Media.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Stick around. We'll be right back with your calls.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money. So join the ranks of the successful people that finished their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at tomhartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader. If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at tomhartman.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere and online at tomhartman.com.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv. That's T-H-O-M.tv. To get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv, tag, you're it.
Hi friends, Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at tomhartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my best of the rest of the news, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to tomhartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to tomhartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
We'll be right back.
from international trade policy to immigration policy to housing. We've got all kinds of topics. The wars between Republicans and Democrats, the Republican efforts to induce fascism in the United States. A great selection of opinions will be found over at HartmanReport.com. Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there's a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quick. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why Louise and I love feeding our dogs Blue and Chewy Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable. No need to keep it in the fridge. Dry to the touch. You don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimal amount of nutrients that your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off on Nature's Blend, plus get a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. 35 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls. Valerie in Morton Grove, Illinois. Hey, Valerie, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. I'm a retired teacher, and your program is a major part of my post-retirement continuing education, so thank you for all that you do. You know, the question is often asked, why don't more people know about Biden's accomplishment? And I think that when they're even mentioned, the stories are deep within the program, even on progressive networks. Mm-hmm. And I think that if the media and even programs like we hear on Free Speech TV mm-hmm. would highlight Biden's accomplishments in the lead,
yeah.
then more people would become aware of what he has done and is doing for the American people. Some people don't have time to listen to entire programs, so if it's brought up in the lead, that would be amazing. Mm-hmm. And in your rant this morning, you did an amazing job highlighting Trump's failures. And I think that doing the same with Biden's accomplishments would be very, very effective. And just one quick thing also. I think that the statement, democracy is on the line, has become a cliche. There are some people who have no idea what that really means. And a few months ago, you wrote a fictional letter to your wife about a hypothetical situation if Trump were reelected.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was really powerful. And so people really need to know what is at stake if Trump ever gets back yeah. in the White House.
Yeah, I get it. I agreed. Thank you, Valerie. Walter in Leesburg, Virginia. Hey, Walter, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
You know, and of course, Arlene Cannon will never let this this trial see the light of day.
No. No, she's going to kill it.
It is so disgusting. It's so disgusting, guys. It's so disgusting. He literally blatantly stole those documents.
Yep.
He knew what he was doing.
And then lied to the FBI.
Yes. I'm telling you, guys, if he gets back in, this country is toast.
Yep.
I'm telling you, that's it. We're done.
Yep.
We're done. People better seriously watch out. Anybody, you're going to get locked up. He's already said it.
Yep.
He's literally said it.
Yep. And Stephen Miller came out and said he's coming after the media with criminal law.
He literally said, he literally said, you're a Democrat, you vote Democrat, I'm coming to get you.
Yep.
You're going to get locked up. I am really scared for this country. I really am.
I think we're going to. I don't think Trump is going to get elected, but if he is, Walter, your worst case scenario is probably not. It's probably going to be worse than even you or I could describe.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be awful. He's literally going to destroy every single agency.
Yep.
Every agency. Oh, Noah. Bye, Noah. See you later. I'll tell you, he's going to destroy every single agency if he gets the chance to do it.
Yeah.
He will do this.
I get it. I get it, Walter. I totally get it.
You know the Smithsonian? I'm just saying, the Smithsonian, he'll sell every bit of that stuff.
Oh, of course he'll privatize it.
He will sell it all.
Well, it's, you know, this is Project 2025, basically privatize everything. No, I'm with you. Walter, I got to move along, but thank you. I share your outrage. Holly in Washington, D.C. Hey, Holly, what's on your mind today?
I got time for a quick observation and a question.
Sure.
Okay. The quick observation is that I'm just so appreciative of your ability to have a wide open mind and a wide open heart and hold such boundaries that are based on your morality and not your intellect. And it's really rare, and it's great to witness. So thank you for that gift.
Well, thank you, Holly. I'm not sure what you mean, but no need to explain. I'll take the compliment. So
yeah.
What's up?
So I saw this morning that three progressive Democrats lost to moderate Democrats in Portland. Do you have any texture on that?
Yeah, in the congressional race to replace Earl Blumenauer, we had Sushila Jayapal on the program last week or the week before. Maxine Dexter beat her. Maxine Dexter is also a good progressive, and I think she'll be a good member of Congress. I'm not horribly freaked out about it. What spun that, or what swung that race, was that Maxine Dexter stayed quiet on the issue of Israel and Gaza, and Sushila Jayapal had come out and said, we need to cut off weapons to Israel. And so AIPAC came in and dropped millions and millions of dollars in here and just wiped out Sushila Jayapal. I mean, literally every single day, or at least every other day, I was getting a giant four-color postcard in the mail talking about how terrible Jayapal was. And then, we were just carpet bombed with advertising. On the district attorney's race here in Portland, Mike Schmidt, who is a good progressive and a tough on crime guy, got beat by, what's his name? Do you remember, Sean?
Vasquez.
Yeah, thank you. I don't, what's his first name?
Nathan?
Yeah, that's right, Nathan Vasquez, who used to be a Republican. And realized that, you know, you can't run for anything as a Republican in Portland and win. And so he became either unaffiliated or Democrat. And that, an awful lot of that has to do with the fact that, you know, crime is still an issue here in Portland. I mean, it is all over the country. It's nowhere near as bad as it was, you know, in the last couple of years of the Trump administration. But people are still freaked out, and homelessness is still a big crisis here. And people just were like, you know, enough already. We want somebody to be a little more of a hard ass. And I'm not sure what the third race was that you're thinking of.
Yeah, I don't know either. I just heard it on Morning Joe.
Okay.
And, you know, like the whole conversation going, the left is too left and we got to be more central, which is, you know, centrist, which is basically the corporate mentality. I don't like it. So I just didn't know.
Yeah.
And Harry Dunn got blown out by some AIPAC huge funds that came in here to Maryland and blew him out. And, you know, he should have been there.
Yeah.
He's a good
I agree.
A good
yeah,
man.
No, AIPAC has been playing this game in Democratic primaries all year long. And you know, if you're not on Netanyahu's side, AIPAC is coming for you.
Yeah. Well, thank you for the enlightenment. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you, Holly. Good talking to you. Gary in upstate New York. Hey, Gary, what's up?
Hey, Tom. First time caller.
Thank you.
Thanks for doing what you do.
My pleasure.
I would like to say, and I apologize if I missed it because I came in, I think, maybe at the end of the Hill dossier conversation. But comment is, Rubio is the reason for the Steele dossier.
Oh, I know. He originally hired Michael Steele's company to compile the. This was supposed to be Oppo research on Trump in the primary.
Right. Paul Singer paid for it, from what I understand. And that's where it came from. And I hear this all the time about Clinton and this and that. Nobody says, hey, we got it because of Rubio.
Yep, you're right. But that said, it looks like most of the stuff in the Steele dossier is actually true. The one thing that has not been proven is whether there's a tape of Donald Trump having a couple of prostitutes urinate on the bed that Obama had slept in.
No, it's Putin. So, you know, I would believe that he's got a tape somewhere.
I think so. But I have no proof.
I wouldn't bet against it, let's put it that way.
There you go. I'm with you, Gary.
That's all I wanted to say, Tom. Thank you for what you're doing.
That's a good one. Thank you, Gary. Thanks for your kind words. Bob in Springfield, Missouri. Hey, Bob, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. How are you? Thanks for taking my call. Sure. I appreciate it. I came in a little late. I got you on recording here when you were talking about all the flaws of Donald Trump. That was a pretty good list.
Yeah.
And then you were saying, I'm going to copy that down.
Yeah,
anyway,
you can read the whole list over at HartmanReport.com. It's right up at the front. It's free. You don't have to sign up for anything. You can just read it online.
I will do that. I want to send that to a friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the what you said about what causes this now, in my opinion, I talk to people on the street all the time. I even went to a Trump rally on the corner where they're waving flags and stuff like that. They have no idea I'm a Democrat. And I talked to them, and I've heard some of the craziest things, like John McCain was a liberal. And
right.
And it was a plot to run John McCain and Barack Obama, so whichever one won, that you still had a liberal in office. And I heard the same thing, and now this is what's disturbing from me. I heard it from Eric Burleson's office, from the House of Representatives here in Missouri, from the D.C. office there.
Wow.
A young man up there told me that McCain was a liberal.
Well, the thing is, John McCain was not a fascist. And
right.
and therefore they think he's a liberal. I mean, therefore the fascists think he's a liberal.
Right. Well, the young man told me, he says that he looked at his voting record, and X percent of the time, whatever it was, I don't recall. Now, he voted with the Democrats, and I said to the young man, "Did you ever think they had the better idea?"
There you go. Occasionally they do.
That's what it's about. But the thing with the list that you gave of why is this coming about, with what I'm finding, is people live in their own news bubble, and that has to go back to the doing away with the fairness doctrine.
Yeah.
Where if you're going to give news to the American people over the airwaves or now the cable waves or anything else, where does that, you know, the intersection between free speech and pumping out this
responsible
propaganda even now,
right? Yeah, I think it's partly that, Bob. It's also partly that in 1996, Clinton signed the Telecommunications Act that ended the laws that said that one company or one billionaire could not own, beyond a certain number of radio, television stations, and newspapers.
Right.
And so
within a certain area.
Right.
Yeah.
So we got media consolidation on top of the loss of the Fairness Doctrine and the Equal Time Rule. And that kneecapped, small D Democratic media.
Right. And that's what I'm kind of calling about. Do you have any opinion on how do we go about fixing this?
I think we need to reverse large parts of the Telecommunications Act. We need to reverse Section 230, which is what allows Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg to drive their algorithms the way that they want and make billions of dollars without informing us what's going on, and to have no responsibility for the hate speech and propaganda that shows up on their mediums, even though the New York Times is still held responsible if they were to publish that kind of stuff, number one. Number two, we need to reinstitute the rules about ownership. We need to break up the big media monopolies. And number three, I'd like to see the Equal Time Rule and the Fairness Doctrine brought back, although they're no panacea. I mean, the Fairness Doctrine coming back would not require a station, for example, that carries my program to also carry right-wingers. It only had to do with the ownership of the station. And that was back in the day when the ownership of the station used to do editorials every night on TV and on radio. And in fact, when I worked in radio in the 60s at WITL, I was the guy who produced the editorial that the owner, Chuck Mefford was his name, the owner of the station, used to record. So when Chuck recorded an editorial, then I had to go out and find somebody to record the rebuttal because the Fairness Doctrine required it. But if anybody else, any other talent on the air said something that was very political, there did not need to be a rebuttal. So, it's right. not what people thought it was, or it's not as strong as people thought it was, but it would be a good start. Bob, I got to run. I'm sorry, I'm out of time, but thank you for the call. Spot on. It's 48 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. I'll be right back with more of your calls in just a moment.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Apparently, I attributed Michael Steele to the Steele dossier. It's Christopher Steele. My apologies. We'll be right back.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover a state taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. That's 800-421-9901.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Did you hear? A new study includes a village in the Waukesha area as one of the best places to retire in the country. BankingRates.com surveyed residents and officials all across the U.S. targeting towns with populations between 1,000 and 10,000. The village of Waukesha, just outside the city limits, has a population close to 8,500. The survey asked about income and quality of life with an eye on crime rates, and the village received high scores across the board, including the cost of living for retirees, an average of $3,500 a month. The village of Waukesha made the top 40, the only Wisconsin location on this specific list. Officials claim its semi-rural environment, the necessary services, and a low and affordable tax rate drawing people to the area. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Trumpster asked the judge and said, hey, can I not come to court because I want to go to my son's graduation? So here now, from the raw story, Trump plans Minnesota fundraiser on the day of Barron's graduation. When I graduated, you have a get-together with family and friends. It's kind of a day. A parent shouldn't just be ducking in and out.
You have to be a parent for that. And he is a parent in name only. A pino.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
So I have super parallel parking skills. And on the east side where I live, I will often sit on my front porch and like a play-by-play call as if it was a sport. Parallel parking to me is a sport. I'm the Stephen A. Smith of parallel parking. That should go on a t-shirt.
We'll get you one made.
Oh my gosh.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Watch out!
You got me!
The galaxy is safe once again.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nFamily Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. So, your business was humming, but now you're falling behind and teams are buried in manual work, taking forever to close the books. If this is you, you should know these three numbers: 37,000, 25, and 1. 37,000, that's the number of businesses which have upgraded to NetSuite by Oracle. 25, NetSuite turns 25 this year. That's 25 years of helping businesses do more with less, close their books in days, not weeks, and drive down costs. And 1, because your business is one of a kind. So you get a customized solution for all of your KPIs in one efficient system with one source of truth. Manage risk, get reliable forecasts, and improve margins. Everything you need to grow all in one place. Right now, you can download NetSuite's popular KPI checklist designed to give you consistently excellent performance, absolutely free, at netsuite.com/Hartman. That's spelled H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N. That's netsuite.com/Hartman to get your very own KPI checklist. netsuite.com/Hartman with two N's. It's 54 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Robert in Fort Dodge, Iowa. Hey, Robert, what's up?
Yeah, Tommy, I just want to make it quick. Scarborough this morning was talking about Portland, how it's a hellhole and everything because of the crime. And, you know, basically, that's what Fox News does. I know you guys brought this stuff up off and on through the show.
And it's not a hellhole. Yeah, I haven't been to Portland. Doing pretty good.
I know it is. And, you know, all these videos that Fox News shows, I caught them about 3 or 4 years ago in that when the Floyd thing was going on. Mm-hmm. And they were using videos from Belarus in some riot that happened like several years earlier. And they were showing stuff like that, but they didn't edit it very well, which is kind of weird. And so they just kept – that's what Fox News does. They just keep showing the same old garbage. Anyway, that's all I got to say. I know we're running out of time, so maybe you want to comment. Talk to you later.
Thank you, Robert. Yeah, no, Portland has largely gotten its act back together. They've mostly got the homeless people off the streets. The city is coming back, and it's doing well. It's just that you're right. Fox News beat up on this town over and over and over again to the point that it's hard to recover from it. And frankly, I think that's why Mike Schmidt lost the DA race. Jim in Arlington Heights, Illinois. Hey, Jim, what's up?
I just wanted to add to your rant about Hillary Clinton. Remember Comey, the head of the FBI? How he came out there and with that letter that really put the nail in the coffin. Never said anything about the Russians helping or anything like that. And then he was on TV this week saying about how he feels so bad about Trump winning.
Yeah, cry me a river, buddy.
And I'm like, yeah, you got what the other guys got too. You lost your job, you lost your pension, and now you're crying.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. You're no J. Edgar Hoover, I'll tell you.
Yeah, there
you
go.
That's about it.
Thank you, Jim. Jeff in Portland. Jeff, I got 20 seconds, I think.
Okay. Well, you know, I was just going to point out, like, these mild-mannered white guys who want to be both sides, Dick Durbin, Merrick Garland, James Comey, as the guy just mentioned, and, you know, they're getting us nowhere. So
I'm with you.
Have a great holiday weekend, Tom.
Thanks, Jeff. You too. Thank you so much. And thank you for being with us today. We'll be back soon. Same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us. So get out there, get active, tag. You're it. Have a great afternoon. And we'll catch up with you on the other side.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Telly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-flavored dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
You're listening to The Shaw, W-A-U-K, Waukesha's home for Matt Nair on Air.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano. The holiday weekend will see bad weather stretching from Texas to Maine. Tammy got a preview.
Military veteran and subject of the Netflix documentary Father Soldier Son, Brian Eich joins the show. And that's as Terry Barr checks in and reports from breakfast.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9. In just the next 24 hours.
My mom has taken up going to the park
Seattle, Tacoma,
to practice yoga.
We usually try and do this TSA Spot Saver, but when we went to sign up for that, all the spots were already taken.
My mom Attorney has General started Merrick getting Garland lost and not knowing where she's going.
Lawsuit becoming lost is disoriented, does it?
Confusion with time or place may be a sign of Alzheimer's. Live Nation early diagnosis can help improve the quality of life for your loved one. We are here warning because, signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
The lawsuit says that Ticketmaster forces fans to pay higher prices.
It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to The Shaw. WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.